Now we're going to talk about words and their meanings. And then we're going to take an intergalactic journey. Okay, I'm going to say a word or two on a word or two. Now this is going to be really rich coming from a self-confessed dyslexic. But I'm going to tell you how to learn how to spell correctly. Well, actually, I believe I'm an ex-dyslexic. But I still have to be careful of certain words and their meanings, like the difference between annual and perennial, or lightning and lightening. And it's probably because I did find spelling and certain meanings difficult when I was at school that I've had to work hard to overcome it. So there you are, lying in bed doing a crossword, and all of a sudden you come across a word you're not sure of. So you look up the meaning, and then the following morning, you've forgotten it. Now, do you remember when we were memorizing or learning names and faces? The trick was to forge a link between the person's face and their name, albeit an artificial link. Well, the same principle applies with words and their meanings. Take the word garrulous, which means talkative. Now, as far as I can see, there is no obvious link between these two words, garrulous and talkative. I mean, they certainly don't sound similar. The only thing they have in common is that they each have three syllables. So you need to engage or call upon that inexhaustible supply of creative imagination. And you've got plenty of it. Right, let's think of a link. How about Gary talks a lot? Now, not only does it sound like garrulous, but we've rather sneakily put in the meaning of the word as well. Garrulous, Gary talks a lot. Talkative. So in effect, Gary talks a lot is acting as a bridge between the word we want to understand and its meaning. Okay, so how would you construct a mental bridge between cacophony and its meaning, which is a harsh sound? Cacophony, harsh sound. Well, think of a cackle of hens. That makes a pretty harsh sound. Cacophony, cackle of hens, cacker hens, cacophony. Okay, here's another sound meaning. Vociferous means loud outcry or noisy. So, just think of voice ferocious. Vociferous. Here's another. Largesse means bestowal of gifts. Now, I think of two words, large and the dollar sign. So you've got large, dollar sign S. Imagine bestowing someone with a gift of a large amount of dollars. Now, these are examples you'll find in the guidebook that accompanies the course. Here's another. Impasse. Impasse is a position from which progress is impossible. Now, we've all had situations like that. Think of impossible to pass. Impasse. Okay, here's a few more examples for you. Exigent. That means urgent, demanding action. I think of an announcement. Exit, gents. Urgent. Eclectic. Selecting from a variety of sources. He collects it all. Eclectic. How about parity? That means equality in status. Think of level par, parity. How about factitious? That means contrived, produced artificially. So think of fact, fictitious. Now, what about spelling? I say potato, you say potato. But how do you spell potato? Is it with or without an E? Think about it. Any word you're not sure of, you've got to get inventive. Create a reminder. So think of not one single potato has an E in it, but two do. In other words, the only time you stick an E in is with plurals.